Yogel was playing the verse over again when the crew called across to Gale.
Hey, Squirrel King, do you know why they call me Foxwolf?
Gale sat silent, and the crew answered his own question.
Because I am the only fox that ever slew a wolf. This is his hide I am wearing. I'll wager you've never even seen a wolf, much less had to fight one. Well, I did, and I won. No beast alive can stand against me.
The Squirrel King ignored his captor, who continued boasting.
I'll tell you something else. That wolf's name was Ergon. So I took it and turned it backward and made a name for myself. Ergon Nagru. Try saying it both ways, it comes out the same. That's to let my enemies know that I can come at them backward or forward, both ways. But I have no enemies. They're all dead. Only fools and dreamers are left, like you and your queen. It's your own fault, Squirrel. You let me in here. I see you were glaring at me. Good. You were wishing that the fox wolf were dead, eh? The wishes of the weak are like raindrops on the face of the sea. They count for nothing. Play on, Yogel.
While Nagru drank wine and tore at his meat, Silvermord had been staring fixedly at Muta, the old badger nurse. Muta could not speak. Sometimes, in peaks of joy or distress, she would make hoarse barking noises, but it was unusual for her to make any sound at all. She crouched at little Truffin's side, always faithful to him. It irritated Silvermord to see the dumb badger's devotion to her small charge, and the vixen never missed an opportunity to humiliate or torment Muta. Calling Yogel across to her, Silvermord divested him of his cloak, a small red thing trimmed it yellow. Then she snatched the cap from his head. It was floppy and conical, with two tiny bells hanging from it. Flinging both hat and cloak at Muta, Silvermord called out derisively,
"Come on up on your paws, striped dog. Put those on and do a dance for me. I command it. Dance!"
The big badger did not move. She stood glaring at the vixen. Silvermord beckoned Rivenite, one of the captains seated nearby.
"If that stupid beast doesn't start dancing right now,"
she barked,
"I want you to take your sword to the squirrel brat and tickle a dance out of him."
Rivenite stood and drew his sword. Muta had no choice. Rather than see Truffin hurt, she donned the small cloak and tied the ribbons of the ridiculous little hat beneath her chin. Slowly, she commenced a shuffling dance. Silvermord aimed a kick at the minstrel rat.
"Play, Yogul, play faster. I want to see the big fool dance."
Around and around, Muta shambled, trying to keep up with the speed of the music, the bells tinkling wildly on her silly hat. Silvermord and the rats jeered cruelly at the badger's stumbling efforts. A single teardrop spilled down Muta's face.